welcome to the podcast. How was your weekend, Spider?
Just a weekend. Yeah, it's just a weekend.
But isn't that a good thing? You're a very busy man. Like, psychotically busy.
Yeah, you know what happened? It was a nightmare, actually, because my daughter was supposed to be coming up from Melbourne, and Nay runs at around 80%. She's not all there. That's being generous. Nay's like me. She doesn't care about anyone else other than herself. You can ring her 45 times. Nay, I've been ringing her. She goes, yeah. That's it. She gets to the airport. They cancelled her flight. She's still standing at the gate. I said, Nay, we've just got a text message that they cancelled your flight. Oh, have they? Well, what are you going to do, Nay? Oh, okay. We're telling her to go and speak to people, go and do this, go and do that. Anyway, the only flight she could get on, they booked her on, this is Saturday morning, booked her on a Monday flight. And we're like, what are you going to do for 2 days? She's already parked her car and everything. So we got her to get to the Gold Coast. The only way she could do it was on Sunday morning, so the day after, and she had to fly from Melbourne to Canberra to...
What a pain.
Yeah, but they cancelled the flight on Saturday, so you'd think you'd get to the airport early on Sunday, wouldn't you? Ring Nay. Nay, what are you doing? Oh, there's hundreds of people here. I'm in the back of the queue. Well, your flight goes in 20 minutes, Nay. And... So we'll get to the front of the queue.
Yes. It's a long walk.
So anyway, she ended up arriving, and you pick her up, and she's like, "Yeah, how are we? All right."
Like nothing.
It's just like nothing. And the funniest thing about all this, that was just over the last 2 days and discussing it last night. Now she wants us to book her a trip. She wants to go overseas. And I'm like, Nay, you can't even get out of Melbourne and you want to go to Amsterdam? Like, where is the upside for this?
Amsterdam, you say?
Yeah.
Now I'm interested.
How was your weekend?
That was my weekend.
Oh, busy.
Yes.
Where do you get a weekend off?
I don't think I do.
You're a man, you're a mum, you're a radio presenter, you're a sports person.
I feel like a whinger, though. People will say, we should catch up for a drink. And I actually have started to say, you know what, I really don't have time.
And
you feel rude.
Can't you be like, you know what, I don't really like you that much.
I wouldn't go as far.
No,
as
I wouldn't
you.
Say that.
You're 12 years off, right?
Yeah. Well, look, here you go. This is one for my family and friends who I never have time to see and new friends. So... I'll run you through very quickly. Yeah. So Friday, I went to... I caught up with a couple of girlfriends at the Brooklyn Bar, and I tell you why I said yes is because Denise actually donated $500 to Healthy Harold 100, right?
Yep.
$500.
Wow.
So I thought, I can't say no. I really want to go and have a couple of drinks, say thank you.
That's amazing.
So we got an Uber from there, went and picked Josie up from work at Betty's Burgers, dropped her home.
Did she have burgers with her?
No, she didn't.
Okay.
She was blowing up at me, actually, because I was supposed to ring and order them. But anyway, I forgot. So I dropped her home. Then we go back to Sporting Globe, watched the Women's State of Origin, wanted to support that. Did that.
Blues that win there.
That's Friday night, yes.
Oh, boy.
And then when I got home, I ate some chicken curry in bed.
Perfect.
Early the next morning, I had to have both the girls to Palm Beach Touch for touch training at 7 a.m.
Oh,
so while they were there, I smashed out 5Ks for Healthy Harold 100. Then I had to race home, drop them off, quickly get dressed for this,
Bottomless brunch. At Miss Moneypenny's here in
Broadbeach. Yes, but before I did that, I had to drive to Broadbeach, pick up Marianne, who is my friend's mum, drop her to the airport, and the traffic is horrendous on the M1. So I was late for the bottomless brunch, go and do that, end up at Fat Freddy's, go home.
Mm.
Sunday morning, I've got to have Lulu to Redlands Touch for 7:30 a.m.
Oh,
so on the way to touch, I said to Lulu, text your coach and say we're really sorry, we're going to be half an hour late. And then he texts back and goes, well, actually, you've obviously missed the message on the Facebook Messenger group. We actually don't need to be there till 9.
Oh.
I'm already on the way. I said to Lulu, we'll type back to him. Look, scrap that previous message. Just wanted to let you know Lulu and I are super amazing and we're running really early for the first game. So that's that. I watched 2 games of Lulu. Couldn't watch the third because then I had to go to our house in Brizzy and get it ready for Boom Boom.
Have you ever thought about...
I drove back to Beanley to watch the State of Origin with my son at my son's partner's parents' house. left Bolivar at 10 when the score was 30 to whatever to New South Wales.
It'll be the 65-minute mark.
Yep, and I was just so exhausted. I was tapping the steering wheel and everything, and saying to Josie, keep me awake.
Oh, man, so, it was a weekend.
What about yours, Flynn?
I ran to the giant skip bin, and I got rid of every little piece of paper, every little bread clip, every little elastic band, every little thing that's in my house that I've never used. And I am the happiest person in the world.
Did you ever thought about putting a match to it while it's in the bin? Because England fit three times more in.
Not in the bin.
Spider.
I was going to burn the house down.
Easier.
It is a fucking dump.
How cleansed.
There's not an ounce of mess in it right now, from the back fence to the front fence.
Oh, that's good.
There's nothing in there that doesn't belong.
Hang on. Will it pass the spider ever? Is it truly cleansed?
No, not at all. I'd need another skip bin, and I'd have to pull the dog out of the bin. Hey, we're going to chat to Rabs about Origin and all kinds of things. The Redland Bay Mayor is in a bit of trouble. So Ali has had a chat with an Uber driver that you can't miss, because who would you marry if it wasn't a person? Have a think about that one. And we're going to talk about when you got caught on camera in the news.
Gee, I'll tell you something over the weekend. It was, look, it's starting to annoy me, to be honest. I'm talking about streakers.
Oh.
Okay?
No, why do they annoy you?
Because they're not nude.
Oh, fair.
No, I'm being
streakers
serious.
Are nude.
No, I don't care if you're a male or a female. If you're going to streak, there's only one way to streak, and that is nude. Otherwise, you're a pain.
You're right. You're a pest.
Mm. You're a pest.
Yeah, what should it be called if you're not nude?
Stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't be stupid.
Like time wasters.
Right.
Yeah, I am actually on board with,
because we saw
this.
The girls at the female at the Titans. That, you know, there was a lot of online. Oh, she got tackled too hard. Hang on. She still had her clothes on. Mm. If she's nude, we're starting to talk business. Like, no. I'm being serious. There was a soccer goal over the soccer on the Gold Coast over the weekend.
Yes. Yeah.
Another male running onto the field, being a pest. Not nude.
Danglers.
Over New Zealand versus Tonga, a male running on the field.
What?
Samoa versus the Cook Islands, a male running on the field. Mm. PNG versus Fiji, a male running on the field.
Oh, they got the hat-trick.
Yeah, this was all over the weekend, all with clothes on.
Clothes.
I don't care if you're a guy or a girl, get nude if you're going to streak.
Yeah, don't recommend you.
No, we do.
No, we don't.
I do.
Yeah. Spider wants a bit of the old, do your balls
well,
hang low, does it go wobble too?
Absolutely.
Yes. Chuck them over your shoulder like a continental soldier when you're running across the pitch.
I just want to see. No, because remember, everybody remembers, if you're an AFL fan, you remember the 80s when Carlton were in the grand final, a streaker ran out, stood next to Bruce Dool, and all she had on was a Carlton scarf.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
What about when Andrew Simons crash tackled that one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you need, and like, like even the Origin guy a couple of years ago, the one that looked like Gordon Tullis, and got taken out. You know, there's something around being nude when you streak, or else you're just being a pest. Have you ever been?
Exactly. Well, you are being a pest, and you know, a good mate of mine, he actually streaked in overseas at Lord's, and there's a classic photo
the
of him.
The cricket ground or at the place where the miracle of Jesus happened?
No, cricket ground. And he did this massive cartwheel, and there's a photo. It's with Ricky Ponting there. Yes. And him with the fruit and veg, you know, and it's like, you know what?
Someone go, what a
we
catch,
all
what
have
a catch.
That's right. We all have had years of enjoyment from that, because it was a professional photo.
Yeah.
It's an absolute classic. At least he didn't waste everyone's time.
True.
By being clothed.
But those photos, imagine if it had gone the other way. Like, did he warm up before he went out there? Because No.
Did he stretch, do you mean, before he ran?
Because I have a mate, Tadies, and he got his nickname Tadies because...
do we need to know?
Yes,
we do need.
Because there was a photo of him circulating when we were just turning 20, 21.
Yeah.
And he kind of, I don't know why he had his strides down and his top up, but somebody's taken the photo. He's only in the background, and that's why he's got the nickname Little Tadies.
I hope he wasn't Spring in the dressing room minding his own business at a game.
No, it wasn't. It was out in public somewhere.
Yeah.
Spring Davies.
Honestly, can I give a very quick one, Al?
Yeah, go
super
on.
Quickly. I was at Hamilton Island years ago on a girl's 40th trip.
Sounds well.
And a couple of us decided to do a little streak in front of the pub there.
Yeah.
And so there's a classic photo of my friend, and I'll pretend her name's Sharina. And she had a really good set of hooters on.
Okay.
Anyway, so this photo, story. It's obviously her running style.
Yeah.
But she's got one boob at 12 o'clock and the other boob is at 6 o'clock on her hip.
Oh, dear.
It is liquid gold.
So every step just went half an hour. Yeah. Went an hour. Bang.
I think that's called a grandmother clock.
Let's put it up out to the Triple M family. We're asking this, are we? When has your risky behaviour caught you out?
Or when did your private parts make it public?
Oh. Yes. Well, it was caught on film.
1-300-925-666.
Come on, celebrate. When have you accidentally maybe exposed those bits or they've been caught on camera and shown to everyone else?
I've got a quick one. Yeah, Queensland University Rugby Club, whenever they play their Mad Monday, there's a thing called the nude gift, like the stall gift, but the nude gift. And it gets a bigger crowd than their home games.
Did you run in it?
I did, as a matter of fact. I took part, but the crowd, as I say, was way bigger Mad Monday than it was on the Saturday for the GF.
That is hilarious. Yeah. But mid-90s, the Manly Hotel, everyone used to do a nude run right on Christmas Eve. It was hilarious. But Al Dobie, I know you don't want to tell this, but it's hilarious.
Lived in Cairns. Cairns is a great place. I was doing a 2 a.m. nudie run around a roundabout. A car rolled up and I thought, hang on, here we go. I'm in trouble. They got out and joined me.
I love Cairns.
Yeah.
Go North Queensland.
Come on, Queensland.
1-300-925-666. When has your risky behaviour caught you out?
Maddie in Coomera. Maddie. What's the story?
Well, I was on a family holiday. Beautiful little town. I won't name the town because I'm still embarrassed about the whole thing. But anyway, kept wanting an ice cream, so I thought, no worries. Went up Main Street. Sit there at the ice cream shop, sit there at the Main Street and enjoy the view. And, I must have ripped my shirt short earlier in the day. And, sitting there enjoying the ice cream with everything hanging out.
So what, did you have no undies on?
No, I don't wear underwear.
Oh my God.
So you definitely got nuts with your ice cream.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Please don't go to Hard Rock.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy.
Hang on. Or was it Baskin and Nobbins?
Yeah, it's always great to have an absolute superstar, a legend. He's the voice of rugby league for so long. Good morning. Wasn't there last night, but he's here this morning. Good morning, Raz.
Well, a very good morning to you, Spider.
Hang on, we
have this for you.
Rugby league. Raz's World of Rugby League with special guest Wayne Bennett.
Listen to me, go.
I'm so good. Why did I retire? I'm in a perfectly good mood today. A marvellous mood, Spider and Ali. A better mood than the mayor of Redland Bay, I'll wager. Single vehicle prang, full of wine she was.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Full as a state school hat rack by jingos.
She'll be in the same department as Paul Pasali.
Yeah, she said she had a few wines. I said to her, did you drink Redland wine or Whiteland wine? I said to her.
Funny, Rabs.
I've seen a bonobo monkey pinch a front end loader and do less damage to than Redland Mayor did. Ali Plath, I want you to unblock me, girl.
All right.
I have a perfectly plausible explanation for my behaviour. I was using a jackhammer to open a jam jar when I mistook your sports bra for earmuffs, and it's all just an unfortunate miscarriage of justice hyphen minimum distance.
Wow.
But my mood's buoyant, for we're heading to a decider, and I love a decider, and I had a bet with Queensland stalwart Chris Choppy Close, and I won some good moolah on the match last night, I did. Oh, yes. When Choppy supports Queensland, I can't tell which of his chins is yelling.
Oh, wow.
But I'll tell you this much for free. That second chin from the bottom talks a lot of rubbish. And I said, put your money where your second chin is, mate. That's what I said to him. I haven't heard that much rubbish talked about. I have not heard that much rubbish talked since the Redland Mayor's apology. I haven't heard that much garbage since Flan tried to retire from competitive hot dog eating. Honestly, he could hide more hot dogs in a Victorian thermos, that boy.
Oh.
So we head to a decider at Brisbane's Suncorp Stadium, 44-12. Look, I said to Choppy, can they regroup, Chop?
Can Queensland get their act together for game three? And he said, look, most North Queenslanders can't count to 44. They know it was bad. They just don't know the extent. I said, come on, Chop. Will they come back? Will they do it? Will you swear on the Bible?
Oh.
And Choppy said, I won't swear on the Bible. He said, I'll swear on something iconically Queensland. So he placed his hand on Campbell Newman's booster seat and said, we'll win game three.
On Saturday, I was really fortunate enough to go with some girlfriends to a bottomless brunch at Miss Moneypenny's here in Robina.
Oh, great. Beauty.
So I thought I'll be...
In Broadbeach?
Yes, in Broadbeach. Oh, did I say Robina?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was coming from Robina.
Yeah.
So I thought I'll be responsible. No, I'm not going to be able to drive home. Yeah. So called an Uber, and here's my Uber driver pick me up. Her name's Marie.
Hello.
Now, Marie's 60. She lives in Southport. And so we got on a good conversation, obviously, solving all the world's problems.
Mm.
And by the time I got here to Broadbeach, she told me... So she lives in an apartment block in Southport. She's divorced. She got divorced about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And she said there's a guy in the apartment block who's been trying to crack onto her.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So they're all the same. He invites her up. He's got his favourite dish, signature dish, is leek and potato soup, or as he calls it, would you like to come up for some vichy soir? You know, so I think she
cold potato soup.
That's exactly right. Yeah. He wants a bit more.
You want to come up for some cold potato soup?
And if you're serving soup, it tells a lot already.
Well, it does. And I think the old Vichy Soir's code for something else. But he's asked her.
Lego Avenue.
Every time I say Vichy Soir, can you give me a little bit of music, Aldo, please?
Something smooth.
Can we have a bit of...
Yes, I'm with you. Okay,
so he invited Marie up
for
some Vichy Soir.
Okay, waiting on the computer to do this thing.
Zippity zap.
Vichy soir, you say.
Yeah. Come up for a leak.
And potato.
Don't be judgy. I know he's 63, but anyway. So he has asked her.
I don't have to chew it.
Talking about the soup? Anyway, you're making me get...
Okay, let's reset.
So 60-year-old Uber driver Marie lives in an apartment block at Southport.
Yes.
An old mate who lives there is trying to crack on. Yes. 63 invites her up for Vichy Soir. So he's asked her for Vichy Soir 4 times and she's politely said no.
Yeah.
Four times. She's not interested. Yes, take the hint. And I was just, she said, because I'm so nice, people take advantage of me. And I said, hold firm, Marie. Don't go up for the Vichy Soir. Because what he really wants. Anyway, that's enough of the Vichy Soir, Al. Thank you. Right. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
That was the best potato music I've ever heard.
So she goes to me, she goes, look, my ex-husband and I, she said he has remarried a boat.
What?
And she said, for me, I've married a cat. Because, not actually married. He's partnered up with a boat. She's partnered up with a cat. That's all they need.
Gee, she got bloody done in the divorce, didn't she?
Yeah. Nine lives. That's a lot of to death to us part.
Yeah. That's right. But it cracked me up because I thought, there would be so many people who are divorced or separated.
And happy.
That's right. Who have no interest.
I dream.
Happily never after.
With another human.
Yeah.
But what would your
me?
New partner be?
What would
and
I marry?
I'm not okay. So let's. Yeah. I'm not wishing a separation on either
if it
of
happens,
you.
I'm
any
not,
of you?
I'm not that worried.
No,
if it does happen,
take that back.
I'd marry my one would.
Oh, would you? Okay, well, there you go for you. It's
really.
Yeah. Well, I'd marry my putter, but they call me one putt Pete anyway. So.
Yeah.
What? See, Al Dobie, I reckon you'd marry. Be partnered up with a 6-pack of Bolter.
I would hate to think about anything else apart from. Who
Tracy.
I'm married to right now.
You're a very devoted and loyal husband, I've got to say, Al.
Flan, come on.
You are such a...
I think he's terrified of her.
Yeah.
No, he's a very
Flan,
devoted...
What would you marry?
I wouldn't marry. I'd probably date my bass guitar. I'd want it to be no strings attached. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. This is how we try and feed our kids. I know, it's sad, but we do our very, very best. 92.5 FM is where we are from 5 a.m. on weekdays. We are the Gold Coast Triple M.